All right. CJSF 90.1 FM. Picked up a guest on the way over. Everyone say hi to Grayson real quick.
Hi, everybody.
There you go. Grayson loves metal music. That's a little known fact about Grayson. He actually loves screaming and everything to do with shrill noises. So the songs you just heard real quick, I played a lot of them. We had, in reverse chronological order, Traditional by Rorschach. Whatever. The song before that, Stronghold Live by Gatekeeper. The song before that, Burden of a Solar Mass by Full of Hell and Vancouver's very own Andrew Nolan. Andrew there is dropping in all the noisy, beautiful bits. Song before that, Strength Through Restraint by Dead in the Dirt. Song before that, the UK's own Napalm Death with the song Scum off of the album Scum. How do we all feel about that heavy bass in the intro? I know y'all heard it. Yeah, totally. And then the song before that was Carbonized Eye Sockets by Carcass. Boom! Okay, we got 20 minutes of show left, but we got Grayson on the mic. Grayson, what do you have to say to the people this evening?
I love metal music so much that you'll never hear me talking about it.
What do you love? Okay, what do you love more, metal music or a sinker?
Sinker, okay. For sure. Yeah. Yeah, there's something about the way like a 97 one just like runs in,
dude,
front
Mason
hips,
Miller's?
Right over the plate. Yeah, he's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
He's an evil, evil man.
Sum up how you feel about the Seattle Mariners going into 2026 in a short amount of time.
So hopeful, it's tragic.
Okay. Are you thinking it's like pennant or nothing?
Well, I don't want to say yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely is. Listen, like our rotation's good.
Yeah.
The guys are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The bats are working well. We got rid of Polanco, which is tragic. I love that guy. The
it's
Mets,
tragic.
I hope the Mets are good enough that it doesn't feel bad, but not good enough. I hope we see the Mets in the World Series.
Ugh, really?
That'd be sick. Dude, Mariners-Mets World Series?
I mean, that'd be cool.
That would feed families, brother.
It's more like the fact that I'm a Jays fan and Bichette's now playing third base for the Mets for like $50 million a year. It just kind of makes me want to puke.
His arm is a noodle, brother. That thing does not work so good.
I can't sit here and say I told you, but there's a reason the Jays are going to move in a second.
Yeah, and like honestly, I think dumping his contract was one of the best things the Jays have done. They picked their team is going to be gross. I hate to say it. Cease is a dirty dog.
Cease is a dirty dog that loves to throw nothing more than four innings.
Yeah, I saw a stat on him that he led the league in walks,
strikeouts
at the same time, which that doesn't make sense. And it's also like innings pitched. He's like something gross. Yeah. It's like, Dylan, what do you do? You go out there, you just throw it 100 and then throw a disgusting slider half the time and you're maybe the best pitcher on the planet. And then the other half the time you're like
dog water.
You just got called up. Like, what do you like? Explain yourself, Dylan.
I feel like he focuses so much on just preventing contact by any means necessary that the walks are just like bound to happen. But
And listen, you know what would change that? If he picked up a sinker ball, if he threw to weak contact.
Hey, did we just unlock Dylan Cease?
I think we might have just unlocked Dylan Cease. A lot of teams are going to the three fastball model. Jonah Tong just picked up a cutter. Mm-hmm. I heard it wasn't that good. That's fine. You know?
Spring training.
Yeah, spring training. It really doesn't matter. But like, I don't know. I think the reason I feel good, I'm going to talk about the Mariners again.
Please.
All of those starters, at least, like everyone throws two fastballs, even down into the bullpen.
Yeah, 100%.
Everyone is throwing a good four seam, and everyone throwing is a vicious sinker.
Mm-hmm.
And like our best pitcher, Brian Wu, and then probably I would say George Kirby, and then Logan Gilbert.
Whoa,
I know people
love. Crazy.
Yeah, there's some of the way.
I'm super high on Gilbert.
There's some of the way that Gilbert moves his body when he delivers the ball that I just like. I don't like looking at it, and I don't want to believe he's better than George Kirby because I like watching George Kirby pitch more.
I can definitely understand George Kirby's more aesthetically pleasing, but like Gilbert has that like Lincecum quality of like, how are you actually pulling this off right now?
First of all, it looks like it hurts.
like a lot.
Yeah, and then also looks like how is he putting his splitter where he wants it, dude. Like, he's a big guy. He's like 6'6".
Yeah.
He's kind of built like he's got, you know, sticks in his body. I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
But, like, those three guys in a rotation, like, people talk about the Dodgers. Whatever, dude. That is an incredible rotation.
Yeah.
Emerson Hancock, intermittently extremely good.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Miller was actually great last year when we needed him.
Totally.
Bizardo's a bona fide stud.
Mm-hmm.
We have maybe the best, I would say, the best closer in the American League.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
Well, yeah, Chapman,
No, you're not. I'm not putting 40-some-year-old Aroldis Chapman up against who you got coming out of the bullpen.
He had a career year last year.
He had a career year, and I understand that he's a power pitcher, and it all comes from his lower body, so he's not throwing out his arm. But there's something to me about watching an old pitcher that's like, this is just destined to fail at some point. Like, yeah. I've watched R.A. Dickey. Like, I get it. Like,
yeah, you want a Cy Young like that, though.
Yeah, well, then he didn't win a Cy Young. Yeah, he had, like, 3 years of a 5 ERA, and the Jays were like, let's just roll him out there for 200 innings.
That's true.
But
Munoz is a certified stud.
Yeah.
Bizardo is excellent. I think if Carlos Vargas becomes a reliable arm, that is maybe top five bullpen in the major leagues.
Oh, I think... I you'd be hard pressed to name five better bullpens than the Mariners right now.
The Padres, unfortunately, best, and it's not even close.
Yeah, and they valued that. Like, they went to last year's trade deadline. They're like, okay, this is our weakness, and it's not going to be our strength.
If the Dodgers 2024 bullpen, like, this is mostly the same guys.
Yeah.
If they can throw the way they did in 2024, the Dodgers.
Yeah, but it's cheating though, because you have Glasnow on starter money, but he's coming out of the pen.
Yeah, I'm really thinking of like guys like Trinan, Tanner Scott. If Sasaki is a reliever,
he's 100% a reliever.
Alex Vesia, my heart goes out to the guy. I want him to just demolish people this year.
He's been lighting it up in March.
Yeah, and he's got long hair now, and he's popping off. He struck out Otani. He's like yelling. I was like, get it, like get into it, big guy.
Yeah, 100%.
But you know, and I'm gonna go back to the Gabe Spear. He's playing in the World Baseball Classic.
100%.
This guy. He's so good, dude. He's so good. Big lefties for big moments. I think that 92-win team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cal Raleigh's going to slump relative to last year. I think he's going to hit like around 35 or 40. And we're still going to say this is maybe the best catcher in the league.
He is the best catcher. I don't know who else would be better in the AL. The Alejandro Kirk power resurgence isn't going to happen anytime soon. All the good catchers in the NL.
It's true.
Patrick Bailey, Real Muto.
Yeah, this is true. I just wonder how Cal is. Like, I know his framing numbers were apparently down from last year. And, like, I was reading, I don't know if I was reading or I watched a video, something about, like, the way that the umpires were calling the strike zone. It's probably going to change with ABS.
Yeah.
But, like, dude's a good framer.
Yeah.
Dude's big.
Big.
Dude swings the bat. Dude has a good relationship with all of his pitchers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, dude. The Mariners are very, very, very good. Like, everyone wants to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Great chemistry.
I can't even remember the name of what's that third baseman? We just picked him up from St. Louis.
I don't even remember.
Brendan Donovan?
Donovan, yeah.
Yeah, like, we just kind of fixed all of our holes. We have a first baseman now. We have a good outfield.
You have, like, my favorite first baseman, aside from Vladdy now. He's a dog.
Yeah, and he's there. He wants to be there.
Absolutely.
We have, like, maybe the nicest guy in the entire league playing shortstop.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, and the fans are really big on the city.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks just won.
Vibes are high in Seattle.
I don't know about the Kraken, but like, you
they're
know.
They're in the playoffs. They're in a playoff spot.
Are they actually?
I think they're like a point out, yeah.
Seattle's a winning city, and I think it will continue to be a winning city. And that is all from me, folks.
There you go. Thank you, Grayson, for being here. I at one point hope and dream many moons from now that we can host a sports talk show, but that's for another conversation. Guys, I have a couple more songs to play. This should take us right to the end. So for now, enjoy the song that's recommended to me by Dean, Arts Entertainment Coordinator. This is Gornography by Nude, Chicago-based band. Then we're going to listen to Tunic, Mets, Life in Vacuum, Ken Mode, and Love and Terror Cult. All right, keep it locked. And thank you, Grayson, for that amazing little chat on sports. Love that.
I was just doing my job. I didn't want anyone to get hurt. I was just doing my job. I was just doing my job. space. Sail on space.
Sail on space.
Thank you.
Okay, impromptu getting on the mic because I had too much fun with Grayson and we ran out of time to tell you everything that's been going on. Okay, those last few songs you heard, we're going to do this in a minute. Subject B by the Love and Terror Cult, Very Small Man by Ken Mode, Blind Youth Industrial Park by Metz, Common Denominator by Tunic, and Gorgonography by Nude. Those last four songs you heard are all Canadian. Please check out those artists if you are so inclined. And yeah, you're going to catch another episode of the 60 Minute Stage Dive next week, 8 p.m., Thursday nights, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I want to give a huge, heartfelt thank you to not only Cherry Blossom, but also Dean, as well as Grayson, as well as Liz. Without those four kind folks, this show this evening would have sucked. So, thank you to all those people. Check out some local pro wrestling if you want. And, one last thing, Emilio from Music Discovery Club or whatever that thing's called. Hope you enjoyed the show if you listened. Otherwise, I'll catch you next week.
CJSF.